something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
In fact, if you use a proper King James Bible from where we got this, you will notice that men of are italicized or put in parentheses, in brackets. How many of you have observed that? Good. Meaning that they were not there in their original manuscript. Now let's read it without men of. What will you get? With other tongues and other lips, I will speak to these people. Correct. Because men of, not supposed to be there. But I like I said, I know why they put it there, and I'm going to show you. Since it says in the law it is written, I want to show you where they got it from. Okay? Now, when Jesus used that term also, in the law, he wasn't referring to the first five books of Moses. All right? No. Sometimes that term was applied to the books of Moses, the law, and the prophets. Sometimes when Jesus said so, he meant the larger volume. And that's the same case with this in Paul's writing. He was referring to the larger volume. So you'd find it in the book of Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Did you notice? These people. Next verse. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. This is quite interesting. Wow. I want you to go to the CJB. Let's look, Book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 19. Therefore, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be erased. Look at the next part. So that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence, and he may send the Messiah appointed in advance for you, that is Yeshua. He says, repent and turn to God. He's talking to the Jews. Peter is preaching to the Jews so that your sins may be erased. I like that word, erased, blotted out, deleted. Next, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence. He says, if you repent and turn to God, there are two things that will happen. One is the times of refreshing will come from God's presence. Two is that Messiah will be sent back to you. Because he says, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, as in the next verse. He has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything, as God has said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets. Now go to the ESV. The ESV can make our reading from verse 19 much clearer. Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. So, two separate things. And correct contextually, the King James translation makes you think it's one thing together, and it becomes a problem when you compare the fact that he immediately tells you in the 24th verse that he must remain until the times of restitution. So that becomes confusing. That's why I wanted you to read it from a better rendering so you get the clarity that they're two separate things. The result of the repentance. They repent and their sins are blotted out. And he says, times of refreshing. He says, so that times of refreshing may come. Now, these times of refreshing are our times in the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. So you go back to Isaiah chapter 28. We're reading from verse 11 to verse 12. I want you to follow this. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Do you get it now? Okay. So he did promise times of refreshing. And that's what Peter spoke about. And in fact, Peter again in his own writing quoted from that same very chapter, just a few verses down. He quoted there again because from here, he went on to say, I lay in Zion a stone, a foundation, referring to Jesus Christ. So that lets you understand what Paul and Peter thought about this very verse. That it had reference to the ministry of the Spirit and the church today. But here is the beautiful thing you've got to catch. If you don't catch this, you can take a pillow and start sleeping. This is so important. Now, I want you to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 21. In the law, that's the place we read. Here's what he says. In the law, it is written, with men of other tongues. Now, I told you, get rid of the men of, okay? Because that don't exist in the original. In fact, where we read, it wasn't there. But the reason they put it is because in their reading of the chapter and previous chapters, they had a misunderstanding. They thought that God was talking about sending the Babylonians as men of foreign lips. And because the word that's translated stammering can also mean foreign, okay, means unintelligible. In fact, it actually means a buffoon. That's interesting. And to think that with men of other tongues, that's the reason they put that there. So they say with foreigners. They think with foreigners, God is going to talk to these people. But that wasn't what God was saying. He wasn't saying, I'm going to send you the Babylonians to come and talk to you. No, that's not what he was saying. And then, you know, went on to say, they say they're little. In fact, when you read some of the translations, you'd find the confusion that many had. They put some of the verses with question marks, meaning that they think questions were being raised by the Jewish congregation to whom Isaiah was prophesying. Okay? Why some others would put it in the affirmative. Do you understand that?
When we pray, God hears. When we pray, God responds. This is our strength and confidence. In this concluding segment, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches on the importance of making deposits of prayer into our future.
Okay, so interesting. Let's read it. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues, so get rid of men of, with other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people. Okay, where is it coming from? We got to verse 15, right? Where he said, what is it then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed. So we know he's talking about speaking in tongues, right? He's talking about speaking in tongues. Okay, go to verse 16. Verse 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the spirit, that means bless with other tongues, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? Blessing is giving of thanks. I told you already, right? Seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest. He says, if I use tongues to speak blessings, how can the other guy say amen? Because he doesn't know what I'm saying. For no man understandeth him. You remember? Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Great, great. You are wonderful. You're understanding everything so quickly. You're amazing.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 621-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046 73 733 0570, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
All right, So look at verse 17. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Why? Because they don't understand you. All right, verse 18. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. I go, whoops! So Paul spoke so much in tongues, he had the audacity, the boldness to tell a whole congregation, I speak with tongues more than all of you. That must show the secret of success. So if you were smart, you better start speaking in tongues. Start speaking in tongues more than your congregation. All you pastors and all you cell leaders, start speaking in tongues more than your cell leaders. That doesn't mean you slow them down speaking in tongues so that yours can remain high. No, speak more in other tongues. Come on, somebody. So every now and then, hallelujah. I can imagine every now and then. How will he not be successful? And you know what Paul went through. You read about him. He had better have spoken in tongues. Hallelujah. But you see, we're facing even a more vicious world today. And so we've got to, my brothers and sisters, we've got to. This man spoke with tongues. He says, more than ye all. Look at it. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. Do like this. Serious business. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. All right, look at verse 19. Yet in the church, I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So when it comes to church, he says, I teach people the word of God so that they can be blessed rather than speaking to them in tongues. Next verse. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children. Don't be expert in bad things. That's what he's saying. But in understanding, he says, be grown men. Be adults in understanding. So that's how we got to verse 21. In the law, it is written, with other tongues and other lips will I speak. So he's quoting scripture. He's quoting scripture to corroborate his explanation about speaking in tongues. So he's letting us know that scripture has to do with speaking in tongues. That's what I'm telling you. While others are thinking it has something to do with Babylonians. It's got nothing to do with Babylonians. That's why the King James translators put men there, men. It's got nothing to do with that. It's exactly what the scripture said. With other tongues and other lips. So we go, and you remember, when you move from one language to another, some things get missing. Some things get missing. So let's go back and find what got missing here. What got missing here? What did Paul know? What did Paul know that made him speak with tongues more than everybody else? What did Paul know? There must have been something about this speaking in tongues. What in the world was he talking about? So you go back to what he was telling you. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. He says, with stammering lips and another tongue, will he speak to these people? So a sign is coming, he says. And it came on the day of Pentecost. It was a sign. Acts chapter 2, let's read. From verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they came from all nations. The Jews came from all nations, from the various nations from where they were born, from where they had lived. Everybody journeyed to Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost. And you know, our God is a master strategist. He just waited for everybody to come. While they're all waiting, let's read it. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, the disciples of Jesus, 120 of them. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them, cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem. They had come, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, when the noise came out, okay, because they're speaking and they're getting louder. Louder. Did you ever experience that? We are just 15 of us praying in the room. We start. You remember? We do it all the time. And then it's getting louder and louder. And if you were the host of the cell, and you were just holding, you were doing it in one area of the house, you start getting concerned now. And you say, brethren, you want them to calm down. They all started well. Kirabaka shikarabaka. But the next one, Gurasata Libaye. Erabaka yelele. Baranaba. And you say, please, calm down. You think you have it made. They go, eleke bosh, eleke amadina, amadina, bosh, eleke bosh, eleke bosh. But then they start revving the game. Hallelujah. That's what it's telling you. When this was noised abroad, when it went out, the noise went outside. It says the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Listen. He didn't say they spoke in every man's language. They didn't speak in every man's language. They heard them speak. They heard in their language. And they said, are these guys Galileans? And they were all amazed and marveled. If they had spoken in their language, they would have not been so surprised. It was a sign. Don't you get it? Because they also came from everywhere. They were just as, they're from different countries. Maybe these guys have traveled abroad and they are back with the Spanish, Italian, Russian, right? But no, this is, they were all amazed and marvelous in one to another. Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? But, and how hear we? Not how speak they in our own tongue. How hear we, every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. It's just like when Jesus called Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. Jesus spoke to him. And he says, I heard him. In the Hebrew tongue. I heard him in the Hebrew tongue. We don't know that Jesus actually spoke Hebrew. Might have been Hebrew. But one thing is sure. The other guys didn't hear. They heard the sound. Didn't know the meaning of the words. Bible says they heard the sound. And many of them were Jews. How come they heard the sound and didn't know the meaning? If it was all Hebrew, Paul says, I heard him speak I heard him in the Hebrew tongue. So it's the hearing. The hearing of it is one thing. The speaking is another. So when God talks to us, we don't know all the time what language he's speaking. We just know we heard him. We heard him in whatever language that we speak and understand. Somebody says, what did God speak? I said, forget. I heard him. I heard him in my language. Did you get it? In the language that I understand. But here's the big deal. Come on here. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Okay. So go to verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of wine. Can you see, even in the midst of the sign, didn't he say that they will not believe? Look at it. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. And he went on preaching, these are not drunken as ye suppose. Why? Because they were behaving and talking like buffoons.
Hallelujah.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Huntford, Kuse. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.